Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shgagos, and the laws of errors as it applies to the liability of a carbon for that Shgaga, in the Sefer of Kabbalas, in the Book of Individual Sacrifices, which in this Perek, we continue with the theme of the previous Perek, comparing that of the errors and that of forbidden food items, similar to that, like we said, regarding the errors as it relates to forbidden relationships, which, as the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, regarding this concept that we say that Yediyos, awarenesses, will differentiate and separate and make a separate liability for the shkaga for achatas. Din shigiges hamacholis, says the Rambam, the law of errors as it applies to forbidden food items, kedin shigiges habeilis, has the same halacha as errors regarding that of forbidden relationships. Lafigur, therefore, as we said in the previous parak, em ochel achilis harbe mishem echad behelm echad, if one ate many things that are forbidden, but they all have the same title of that prohibition, and it was done in one lapse of awareness, although there's many days in between, in the there's only be one liability for one sin offering. Kitzah households. Ram gives an example. Someone eats forbidden fats today, eats forbidden fats tomorrow, forbidden fats the next day, and does all by halmecha one lapse of awareness. And even though it's from three different trays, which one might think that would differentiate it, in the chayvel achas only be one liability of achatas. He eats a knowledge size of forbidden fats and he finds out about it. And then again he makes a mistake and eats another olive size of forbidden fats and becomes aware of it. He's liable for every single act of eating. Because the awarenesses, it creates a liability and therefore differentiates from the next lapse of from the next error to make a separate liability. Now, the Rambam continues regarding that, as we mentioned in passing, but that the fact that it's a different tray and the fact that there's a carbon will not necessarily differentiate regarding the liability. So, ochel kechatzi zayis chelev. Let's say someone ate only half the share, half an olive size of forbidden fats. V'chaz of ochel kechatzi zayis chelev behel mechad, and then he ate another half an olive size of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness. So, al pishem shnei tamchayim, even though it was in two different trays, and al pishem shnei tamchayim, even though he paused, he had an interruption between them, they do combine, and thus is going to have to be a chatas, because the two halves equal one whole. Because the fact that the different trays do not differentiate, so again, it works for positive and negative, where we said that it's not going to make another liability, but additionally, it will combine to make one liability, where the two halves will combine. But as long as one doesn't delay between these two halves of a kezesim, more than the amount of time it takes to eat three eggs worth, which is what's known in halacha as shir kedei achilas pras, the amount of eating a half a loaf of a bread. So it's like explaining the laws of forbidden food items in Perek Gedal halacha chas. And the idea is because shekashem shem istarf hashir lamezil malchus, like we explained over there, just like they combine for the measurement of, if one does it deliberately, to combine to be liable for lashes, kach mesarf hashila shagil carbon. So to combine for the measurement, when one does it by mistake for a carbon, where we say that because it was in one lapse of awareness, we view it as one thing. So hence, if you do many kizasim, it's going to be one thing. And so if you do a half kizasim, it's going to be combined for one thing. Halacha base. Ochel nicer. Let's say someone eats a leftovers beyond its time of a carbon, which is forbidden to be eaten, and he eats mechamesh zavachim from five different karbanas. A kizayis mekal zebach, an olive size of each one of these forbidden karbanas. Behel mecha one lapse of awareness. So, although he's eating it in five different trays, only reliability for one chatas. The reason is they all have one title of prohibition, what's called neiser. And like we said, the trays do not differentiate them. And even actually, which is interesting, the bodies of the separate sacrifices don't differentiate to be liable a chatas in each one. Because although we said in the previous parak, in Perakei Halacha Gimel, that by Arayis, the Gufam Amachalkim, that's because Arayis, one cannot have intimacy with more than one body at a time. So therefore it differentiates. But eating nicer, it could all be from all the Kabbans at one time, so therefore the fact that the different bodies not going to differentiate. And She'echad O'ichel Basim Ezochem Rabim Mizabech'echad, because it doesn't make a difference if one is eating from the meat of many Kabbanas or one carbon, it's the same Isser. And so if someone slaughters five kabbanas out of the azara and one lapse of awareness, and the chayv al chatas echas is only liable for one chatas, because again it's one shame, and the fact that they're different animals not going to differentiate. Where, as Rami says, halamazad dema, what could you compare this to? If someone bows down to five different images in one lapse of awareness, it's all the same avodah zara, and hence it would be one chatas. Halacha gimel, So to hikiz dam lebehemtoy. Let's say someone does bloodletting for his animal. The kibul b'shnei kaisis, and he receives the blood of the bloodletting of the animal in two cups. Which is some behel mecha, and he drinks in one lap of awareness. And maybe el chatas echas, only being one chatas, the fact that it's in two different cups is not going to make that a differentiation into a separate chiyev chatas. Halacha Daled continues regarding that also the title of the iser also differentiates regarding the chilukim of the shagaga. Ha'ichel macholas harbe. If someone eats many forbidden food items, mishemis harbe from different titles of prohibitions, behel mecha one lap of awareness. So they chayav kol shem b'shem. One would be liable for each and every title of the iser. Ketzer also. So an example is kigun she'ochel chayle b'dam b'noiser pigel. Someone eats forbidden fats, blood, a leftover carbon, a carbon that had a machshava that it should be brought beyond its time, and he has a kizayis mekolech ve'echad behel mechad an olive size of each and every one of these room in one lap of awareness. Maybe arba chatayis. He has to bring four sin offerings. Lachen koyetz be'elu and anything that's like this where it has a different shame, a different title of an iser, even one lap of awareness would be a separate liability. Now, even if someone's eating one olive size that this forbidden entity gathered in it many titles of Yisroel in this one kezayis, and he eats that kezayis behel mecha one lapse of awareness, if let's say he gathered into this one piece of kezayis, this many Yisroel, because of the concept known as Issa Maisev, that is added a surim here, or b'issa koylo because it's including more things, or b'issa basachas, or because they prohibition them at one time, chayav kol shem b'shem. Therefore, one will be liable for every single title of issa that is in this one piece of a kezayis. Levigur, therefore, the following case. Hatami, someone that's richly impure. She'ochel kezayis chaylev, who eats a forbidden, a olive size of forbidden fats. We're v'neiser. This fat is not only forbidden fats, it's also from a carbon that was left over beyond the time that's supposed to be sacrificed, where there's also an additional iser of nicer. And he eats a b'yem kippurim, an yom kippurim. Maybe arba chatayis v'ashem, for this one kizai is going to bring four sin offerings and one guilt offering. Why? Chatas achas mishum tamei shachal kodesh. One sin offering is because he's tamei, who's eating a carbon, which any part of carbonality. V'achas mishum oichal chayel. One is because it's forbidden fats, which is always forbidden. V'achas mishum oichal nicer. One is because, in general, this carbon is left over, that's also forbidden. V'achas mishum yom kippurim, he's eating an yom kippurim, which is forbidden. And b'hushri tzarf, but just regarding the one of b'kippurim, is b'hushri tzarf, oichel acher im kezayis zeh, you have to also combine more food with this olive size that it's eating from this carbon, achei shlim lak ha-kesebis, until it completes it to the size of a kesebis, of a date, a large date, because that's the minimum shir being chayiv for eating on Yom Kippurim. And then, or maybe ashem batel mila, and then there's the one ashem, which is called a definitive asham, for misappropriation, because he benefited from hektish by mistake. So for one size, a kezayis, piece of this, it's chayv for four chatayis and one carbon asham. Halacha hey, ha'ichel b'shoyis b'yom kippurim hel mechad ketirin yom kippurim. Someone eats and drinks in yom kippurim in one lapse of awareness. In a chayv al-chatas achas, online before one chatas, because achil ashtia achas, the eating and the drinking is considered one thing, because drinking is included in the category of eating, and they're all learned out from the same source. Halacha vav, ha'isa malacha b'yom kippurim shechol yis b'shabbos. Someone does malacha, forbidden work on yom kippurim that falls out to be on Shabbos. Chayv shtei chatas, live before two chatas. Neshem shnei yisum abam kechad. Again, it's the concept of when you have two prohibitions taking effect in the same time, then that would be, where the Rambam brought this already, Perek Dalet, it's just bringing all these halachas relating to eating, drinking, and regarding that of Yom Kippurim. So it would be two chatois, because it's boim ke'echad. Halachas Zayin continues regarding this idea of combining for the minimum measurement of eating. So ochel kechatzi zayis chelev. Someone eats a half an olive size of forbidden fats. Ve'kechatzi zayis dam, and eats a half an olive size of blood, which is also forbidden to eat. Behel mech one lapse of awareness. In the chayv of carbon. There, he's not going to be liable for carbon. Because kashem she'in yisurim mitzavim l'malkas, just like two different prohibitions do not combine when he does deliberately to get lashes to be the minimum shear, like we explained the laws of forbidden food items in Perek Da'al Loch Yidzan, Perek Da'al Loch Hey, kachim mitzavim like carbon, so too it doesn't combine when one does it by mistake to be liable or carbon chatas. Loch Ches continues regarding situations that the awarenesses will separate the mistakes into separate liabilities. So, ochel kechatzi zayis. If he ate a half an olive size of something that's forbidden, the noideloi, and then he becomes aware that, oh my, this was forbidden. The chazav shachach, then again he forgot, ochel kechatzi zayis echar, and then he ate another half an olive size piece of that forbidden thing, behel mishen, the second lapse of awareness. So, potter is going to be exempt. Shari noideloi bin the time, because he had an awareness in between, and the yesh yedi lechatzi shir, it's considered significant when there's an awareness of even a half a measurement of the forbidden food item, which thus separates between these two half of measurements that they don't combine to make one measurement to make him chayv. Let's someone writes one letter, which the liability is two letters. He eats one. He writes, because it's a minimum of what a word could be. He writes one letter on Shabbos by mistake, and he becomes aware. Oh, just wrote it. It's forbidden on Shabbos to write a letter. And then again he forgot. And then he goes writes a second letter near it in the second lapse of awareness. Anything like this, where if it's two different lapses of awareness, the yediyah that's is machalik between the halves, and thus not making a liability. So too, let's say someone carries, which the liability is dalet ames, he carries two ames by mistake, ushti ames bemezid, and then two ames deliberately, ushti ames b'shoikik, and two ames by mistake. So that's six ames, where he had an awareness of when he had those two middle ames that he did deliberately, he obviously knew that it's forbidden. So there's a gap between the first two and the last two by having the first, the middle two. So here it actually depends. In Bezrika, if he threw it, these six ames, and the first two ames, he was unaware, then the next two ames, he's like, yeah, doing deliberately, and the last two, he forgets about it. So he's going to be chayv in this case. Now, the Rambam explains, not because that we can't say that that awareness in between will not separate the two halves, and therefore they're going to combine. No. That's simply because he cannot take it back. It's already thrown, it's already catapulted in the air. Therefore, the awareness is not really effective in between to separate. It's like almost as if he didn't have an awareness, and therefore the two halves are going to combine, that he catapulted it for Amis in Rosh Hashanah. But let's say he was carrying it by foot. Then, if he, the first two Amis was Beshagi, and then two Amis Bemezid, and two Amis Beshagi, Patil, he will be exempt. Because there was an awareness after doing half of the measurement of the first two amas, like we explained, and therefore that's mechalik, and therefore they don't combine. Halacha test. So if someone eats olive size of a bit of fats, and again, the olive size of a bit of fats, and one lapse of awareness. Now, the noidu loy olive yishin. So, okay, that was one lapse of awareness where essentially it should be only one chiv chatas. But he first becomes aware of the first kezayis that he ate. And then he subsequently becomes aware of the second kezayis that he ate. Maybe shtei chatois. He's actually making two sin offerings. Why? Shahayidiyah is machalkis. Because just the awareness that he had between the first kezayis and the second kezayis, that awareness will make a separate liability of a chatas, even though he did not have an awareness before the first eating and the second eating. Now, v'av pishadayin lehifresh carbon. And this, even if he had not even designated a carbon for the first kezayis that he became aware of first, still that yediyah is machalik. But let's say he finds out about these two kezayim at the same time, then maybe chatas achas, maybe one chatas, because he didn't have any idea in between them, not between the eating, not between the his knowledge of liability. He didn't have any idea between them, and therefore it's only one halama to be chav one chatas. And mechen yerali says Ram Sotur appears to me shua din babila, something would apply by acts of intimacy. That although there we said that kufa mechalkim, and there is a difference between eating something prohibited, where they're the gufim are not machalic, to prohibit intimacies where the bodies are machalic, because like we said, because you can't have all the acts of intimacy at the one time. But regarding yediyas machalik, he says, Ram, there's no difference between machalas asuras and between bias asuras, where by both of them, the yediyah would be machalik. Lecha yod, a little bit more complex, achol kezayis u'mechtza behel mechad. Let's say someone eats an olive and a half in one lapse of awareness. Okay, but no yediyah kezayis, and it becomes aware about only the first olive size piece. And then he subsequently eats another half olive size of this forbidden fats in the same lapse of the second, meaning of the first half of kezayis, which was after the first kezayis, then there was a half of kezayis, which that was the second lapse of awareness. He eats the last, another half olive size piece in the lapse of that first half olive size piece. So here, ein lechayev el chatas achas. He's still going to be liable only for one karma chatas, which was only for the first kezayis that he ate that he became aware of. Why? She'ein chatzizayis ha'achren mitzdarf l'rishon, because the last half olive size piece will not combine with the first half olive size. Which, why? Af pishu be'alema, it's in the same lapse of awareness. He did not become aware of that half, so that half should be combined with that second half. No. She'ein noydelei amiktas halam l'rishon, because he was aware of a partial lapse of the first one. Meaning when he became aware, when he ate an olive and a half, and he became aware of the first olive size, not the half, it's as if he became aware of the whole lapse, which will also cover for that half of kezayis, because once he's bringing a carbon on the first kezayis, that would atone for also the half of kezayis rishon, which he was not aware of, because that half a kezayis does not have its own liability. And therefore, that since that's covering for that half a kezayis, even though he wasn't aware of it, the second half a kezayis will not come out with the first one, and he won't be liable more than one kamechatas. Halacha yud aleph, ochal shnei zeisich chilav behel mechad. Okay, so let's eat two olive-sized pieces of forbidden fats and one lapis of awareness, which, again, as we said in halacha aleph, would only make him liable for one chatas. And again, here's not one and a half and a half. Here it's one and one. It's two. And becomes aware of one of them. Then, but he wasn't aware of the second one. Then he eats a third kezayis in the same lapse of awareness of the second one, because he wasn't aware of the second one yet, and he already ate a third one. And he brought a sin offering for the first, because that's the only one he found out about, but the second and third one he doesn't even know about yet. So Rishon B'Sheini Miskapen. So the first kezayis and the second kezayis are going to have atonement because they were both in the same lapse of awareness. Now, although we said in Halacha Tes that Yediyos, the awarenesses of the sin, differentiates, that's only if he becomes aware of the second one before he sacrifices the chatas of the first one. But if he sacrifices the chatas before he becomes aware of the second one, since he doesn't even know that he's chayav a karban, as long as he doesn't know, it actually is drawn after the first one and becomes atoned with it. So it's the atonement that you're doing for the first one, which is the same lapse of awareness, is including in that umbrella that second one. But the third one's not going to get an atonement because you can't do what's called greira with a greira. You can't draw one, which then draws another one. One freeloader cannot take another freeloader. Ella, kashibadur love, when he does become aware of the third kezayis that he ate, yavichatas ches, he'll have to bring his sabran chatas for that. Now, same thing is in the other way. Hevichatas ala shlishi. Let's say he only becomes aware of the third olive-sized piece, and he brings a chatas for that, but he doesn't even know about the first and the second piece that he had. So shlishi v'shein miskapen. So the third and the second will get a tomah, shnei behel mechad, because both of those were in one lapse of awareness. But v'rishon lo miskapen chatas, but the first will not get a tomah with this one, because again, that's a freeloader on a freeloader. Now, b'hei v'chatas al mitzoyi, he brings a chatas for the middle one, oh, then shlashim miskapen, and all three are going to get an atonement. Because each one of those, with like a Venn diagram, each one of those had a lapse of awareness with the middle one. And therefore they're all drawn, not like one drawing another one that's drawing another one. No, each one has one lapse with the middle one, so therefore they're part of that. When he does become aware of the first and the third olive-sized piece that he ate, he would not have to bring another chatas on those kezesim. If someone eats a piece from two pieces, meaning one piece was chaylev, forbidden fats, one was shuman, permitted fats. Now, when the topic loyim ochel chaylev b'shoyman, and he's not sure if he ate the forbidden fats or the permitted fats. And v'ochel chaticha achers m'shtei chatichas. And then again, he has a piece that he eats from two pieces, where there also one piece is shuman, one piece is chaylev. And also when the topic loyim ochel chaylev b'shoyman, and he doesn't know here again if he ate the forbidden fats or the permitted fats. Then the achekach, then subsequently, he becomes aware, bevadai definitively, shechel of ochel b'rishayin b'shneya. He finds that actually the two times that he wasn't sure about, both times with the forbidden fats, the second, first and the second time. So in the chayv, alachatas achah is only going to be liable for one carbon chatas, where here there was one definitive awareness on both them at the end, at one time. Where, as we said in alachatas, that if he becomes aware on both of them at the same time, he only brings one carbon chatas. Because, and the chiddush in this is that although he did have an awareness of doubt that he had in between, where he had the first time he ate and he wasn't sure, but he knew that he maybe did, and then the second time again, so there was an awareness in between. Although it actually does separate to create a separate liability of Hashem Tali for each one individually, as we'll see later on, Perikas Alachachas. But in a mechalek is a chatois, it does not differentiate for a chatois, which is a definitive, and that's a doubt, which does not help for a chatos, and therefore that's not considered a mechalek. And when you find finding about both, that will be the one chatos for those two situations where he finds out he ended up eating these two kezei sichelev of these two different situations when it was mixed in with another piece.